My name is Yolanda, and I first want to thank you for taking time out of your day to join me. Today's show is much earlier than the regular scheduled time, but I'm teaching this afternoon, so I had to make that adjustment. But before we get started, I want to remind you all that the Manifest Your Vision webinar is just a few weeks away. So it's a free event and space is limited. And if you haven't registered yet, you can still do that. You can go to my website, yuchi.com. That's yewchi.com, and reserve your space for the event. And I hope you come. It'll be a lot of fun. And it's just a fun way to look at where you are now and help prepare you for how you want to go into the new year. So, all of that aside, I hope everyone is doing well today. It has been raining here in San Diego, which is so lovely. We've been in a drought for a long time now, and it's been raining for a few days, and actually now the sun is out, but I've absolutely loved it. And as many of you know, I grew up on the East Coast. But out here in San Diego, we don't have the experience of seasons, and the weather doesn't have, you know, like drastic changes throughout the year. So all of this rain has been very nice, and it's chilly and cozy, and it actually feels like winter. So I am enjoying it, and I hope you are enjoying whatever type of weather you are having wherever you are in the world. I'm really excited about today's topic, but before we jump into that, I did want to take a moment to thank a wonderful woman named Jean. She listens to the show from Texas, and Jean has been listening to Reiki Radio for a while now, and it was either earlier this year or maybe sometime last year, she contacted me about the show. And she's also a Reiki practitioner, and she was battling cancer. And so we were corresponding through email, and I did some distant Reiki for her, and more recently I did a reading for her. And although we never met in person, we've developed a friendship. And so, Jean, if you are listening today, I want to thank you personally for two things. First of all, I want to thank you so much for the beautiful Christmas present. I love it, and it was so generous of you. And I feel very fortunate that you thought of me, and it was a wonderful surprise. I also want to thank you for being such a ray of light in my life. You know, since we've connected, you've sent me emails that have been so uplifting and encouraging. And they seem to show up in the exact moments when I'm, you know, having one of those days and questioning my direction or what I want to do moving forward. So I thank you for being you, and I look forward to our future exchanges. You know, I do want to point out, and I've said this before, I am really thankful for the community that has developed through this show. I've had an opportunity to work with many of you, you know, some of you through sessions and some of you have taken my courses. And then there are many people who send emails about the shows that they've enjoyed. And I'm in gratitude for all of you. And I look forward to our community growing bigger as we continue to explore who we are here on Reiki Radio. So now let's get into the show. We only have 30 minutes. And today we're going to explore one of my favorite topics, which is your energetic imprints. And I am sharing this information with you here on Reiki Radio because it will be useful for those of you who are energy healers, but also for anyone who is interested in understanding themselves on deeper levels. Let's see, I have been studying energy healing and metaphysical science for several years now. It's an ongoing exploration for me because it has shifted my life in so many ways. And once you have an awareness of your own energy, including your energetic imprints, you really begin to gain clarity around who you are and how you're living. And you even start to realize why certain things trigger you and how much power and control you actually have within your own life. Now, this topic can be a lot to take in, but since we only have 30 minutes to discuss it today, I'm going to do my best to break it down in a way that creates a very clear picture for you. So we'll start with this. On a basic level, your energetic imprints are memories and impressions that you're holding on to, which stem from your life experiences. And the reason to look at and understand your own energetic imprints is because you have choice in how you carry these energies with you. Now, remember, what we experience and the energies we generate based on our experiences cannot be destroyed and they can't be erased, but we can transform the energy. So that means we can change the way we hold on to things, which in turn changes the way we're affected by the past and how we journey forward. Now, on other episodes, we've talked about being present, but many people struggle with having presence of mind because they're either holding on to the past or consumed with what's to come. But the past is really one of those big ones for us. It's a challenge for a lot of people. Now, why do you think the past is such a challenge? Okay, I want you to imagine these energetic imprints as pictures. So any memory or emotion that was generated prior to this very moment, imagine them as photos or snapshots from your life, just floating around like particles in your space. And then every now and then, a particular one will float to the forefront of your mind. You know, perhaps something that's going on with you currently will trigger that old picture or that old memory to resurface. And then you see or feel it all over again. And it may still affect you right now as if it were occurring right now. Now think about this. When you say you are stuck in the past, or if you're attempting to let it go, what does that mean? I want you to consider how well you let things go. What does that look like for you? Even when something happens in the moment and you're trying to let it go, you know, you may breathe, take a breath, step away from whatever the interaction is, and you may be able to let it go for a moment. And by that, I mean, you may be able to like move it out of your space momentarily. But it doesn't disappear. So what do you do with these energetic imprints or pictures once they are created in your space? Now, the truth is, like I said, you know, our experiences don't just magically disappear. They remain with us in some form, which we usually refer to as a memory. And our memories can be visual or, like I said, we can have a memory that triggers feeling or emotion. So these memories are what I want you to consider your energetic imprints. And it's important to understand this because we're carrying so much at any given time, which affects how we function, how we feel, what we believe, and ultimately how we live and how we see ourselves. So look at that for a moment. Just take a second and consider how you see yourself. Which imprints are at the forefront for you right now? I want you to consider what you may be carrying or holding on to that's affecting who you are and how these imprints may be creating challenges for you. What memories or stories, those particles floating in your space that are creating a challenge for you? Now, one of the reasons I wanted to explore this topic today is because I know that it can be so freeing when we're able to acknowledge our stuff and actually see the lessons, because then we can move into a space of understanding and then, of course, into a place of forgiveness. But on the flip side, when we attempt to ignore the energies that are impacting us, we're then allowing ourselves to be affected in ways that may not be serving us. So today, if nothing else, I really want you to know how much power and control you have of your own energy. So now that you've thought about a few things that you may be holding on to, I want you to consider why certain imprints or pictures keep popping up for you. Now, I want to point out that all of our imprints remain in our space because, again, they're energy, and energy can't be destroyed. And it doesn't matter if they are memories that bring us joy or ones that are challenging. They're part of our experience, and the key is really how we view them or how much power we give them, how much energy we put into these energies, how we focus on them. So I want to give you a quick example. Growing up, my mother worked a lot. She was a single parent, and she worked very hard to make sure that I had all that I had. Now, as a child, my impression was that she wasn't around much. And I had many friends who had stay-at-home moms who seemed to be more present in my friends' lives than I thought my mother was in mine. So on an energetic level, I was holding on to this anger towards my mom, feeling that she wasn't there in the capacity that I wanted. So I was carrying an energetic imprint of what that experience was like for me from my point of view. Then, you know, as an adult, I was able to realize that my mom worked her butt off so that I could have everything. And she, you know, from her perspective, was doing the best that she could as a single parent. And it wasn't that she didn't want to be more present. She was doing what she thought was best and what was necessary. So that imprint, although it remains in my space, I was able to change the energy of it because I was able to see beyond my perspective and look at the whole picture. And then in that, I was able to change the energy from anger into appreciation. So you see what that shift is like. It's the same imprint or picture because my childhood can't be changed, but I am able to carry it and see it now with different energy. So again, think about something that you may be holding on to, something that's lingering in your space that would be beneficial to you to see from a different point of view or to heal or to forgive. How that would change how you function in many ways. Now, of course, we have imprints that we enjoy, and it's good to acknowledge them simply because they vibrate so lovingly in our space, which adds to us feeling good, right? But those challenging ones, you know, think about why they come to the forefront, especially if we've attempted to let it go. Why do you think that happens? They resurface and they pop up over and over again, simply for acknowledgement. So on some level, you already know that you're able to heal those energies. So it's like they just keep popping up like a child, you know, having a tantrum, just because they need acknowledgement and healing. Now, let's back up a little bit. Let's look at what you are and why all of this is even possible. You are both a physical and a non-physical being. Energy is flowing through and around your physical body. In fact, our physical bodies require energy to function. We use energy to breathe, to walk, to talk. We use it to live, to sustain our life. So think about that. When you have high energy, when you feel really good, what is that like in contrast to when your energy is very low? What is your energy like when something is weighing heavy on your mind? And how does that feel in your physical body? Now, I point this out so you can really acknowledge the importance of taking care of yourself on an energetic level and how much your energy affects you, including your physicality. You know, it's so interesting because we are encouraged and taught how to take care of ourselves physically, right? To nourish our bodies with healthy foods and water and exercise and then get plenty of rest to recover. But most of us weren't taught how to take care of ourselves on an energetic level. And since you are an energetic being in a physical body, it makes sense that you would take care of your entire being, which includes the energy you're generating, what you're carrying, and what you're putting out there. Now, before we go any further, I want you to really take that in. Your energy can affect you on a physical level. And the way you care for yourself on a physical level has an effect on your energy. So, for example, if you lack physical nourishment, your energy will suffer. And when you're holding on to a specific kind of energy like stress, it can manifest on a physical level like, you know, you'll end up with back pain or a headache, right? So now let's look at what's flowing in your space. And you've heard me say several times that your thoughts, feelings, and beliefs directly influence your energy. But how does this show up for you? Whatever you're holding on to or whatever is going on with you internally manifests itself in your physical reality. The life you're living, how you interact with other people, how you perceive the world and life itself. And of course, what you attract into your life is influenced by you as well. Okay, so we're going to go a little deeper and talk about the chakras. I'm not going to go into a lot of detail about them because we don't have the time for that today, but I want to do a very general overview so that you have more clarity about your own energetic imprints. So your chakras are generating the energies of your consciousness on all levels, your conscious mind, subconscious mind, unconscious mind. actually, let's do this really quickly. If you're not driving, take a moment to get in a comfortable position and close your eyes. And then allow yourself to settle into your body. Take a few calming breaths. Acknowledge your inhale and your exhale. And then I want you to bring your awareness to your entire physical body. Notice every inch of your physical self, from the top of your head, down your face and your neck, down your arms and your hands. Acknowledge your chest and your stomach, all the way down your legs and your feet. Now I want you to recall any event that made you smile or something that made you laugh. Anything that feels good, a memory that makes you laugh or smile. Now, I want you to notice where you feel the energy of this memory within your body. Don't judge or second guess. It doesn't have to make logical sense. Just notice where you feel it within your body. Now, if you can feel the memory, how are you able to feel it? It's not occurring right now, or is it? Time isn't linear in the realm of energy, and you're able to recall the feeling or the energy of the memory because it's become an energetic imprint in your space. Now, with your eyes still closed, I want you to acknowledge if you're able to see the memory. Now, if you see it, how are you able to see it? There isn't a physical picture you're looking at, right? You're seeing the energetic impression, which we relate to as memory. Okay, so now I want you to take another deep breath. And then exhale, release that thought. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. And if you want, you can take a sip of water to help you reground. So, what I want you to realize is, just like the muscle memory we have on a physical level, we have these energetic imprints, which are fragments of our thoughts, our feelings, and our beliefs. They are our experiences that remain in our space regardless of when they occurred. So these energetic imprints are the result of what we experience and, in turn, what we come to feel and believe based on our experiences. Now back to your chakras really quickly. As I said, whatever you hold in your consciousness on all levels is what constitutes your chakra energy. And that's why when you're worried, say, like about stability, you may experience lower back pain, which is in alignment with your root chakra. Or when you're filled with joy or grief, you may feel it in the very center of your chest, which is where your heart chakra is. Now, moving a little further from your physical space, actually surrounding your physical body is another part of your energetic makeup, and that's your aura. Now, your aura is really like the front line of your energy that other people can feel and may respond to. It's not just this random energy bubble surrounding you. Your aura consists of energies from your chakras that are most prominent moment to moment in your space. Okay, I really want you to get this, so we're going to break it down a little more. Now, as I said, your chakras generate all levels of consciousness, right? And the main seven chakras that we commonly see and refer to are aligned from your tailbone all the way up to the crown of your head. And they are more of like compartmentalized energy. Each chakra generates a specific kind of energy in relation to what you're holding in your consciousness. Now, think of your chakras as like mini projectors. And they send the energies of what you're feeling or thinking right now out into your aura. So if your chakras were like film or imprinted with particles of what you've experienced, then your aura would be like the movie itself, shifting scene to scene based on your current energetic flow. So now these energetic imprints or your memories are revealing what is internalized and what's influencing how you are responding to your life right now. It's amazing, right? And one thing I want you to keep in mind is that everyone you interact with is carrying their own imprints too. So not only are you seeing and feeling your own energy, you also pick up the energy of other people. Now, without having an awareness of what's going on around you, it can be challenging and even cause unnecessary confusion in communication if you're not aware of all of what's going on an energetic level, right? And that's because there's so much more being communicated than what's actually being said out loud. Now, I teach people how to read energy. And when you read the energy of another person, you're seeing what they are projecting in their space. And when people comment about your energy, or when you feel or sense the energy of another person, you're detecting what's going on within their auric field, which again is a blend of their chakra energy, right? Now, depending on what you're focused on at any given time, the energy of your aura may shift and change. Now, with that, what I want you to keep in mind is that you influence your energy. What you hold in your consciousness influences your energy. Again, it's your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs, and your perspective, all of that. So, really quickly, I just mentioned the energy of other people. And before we go, I want you to look at what you're taking in and how it affects you. So, think about when someone yells at you. When someone is yelling, how does that feel in your space? What does that do to you on an energetic level? And how do you react to that? What does it trigger in you? Now, before reacting to someone yelling at you, what if you just acknowledged the energy that was being projected at you by the other person? What do you think you would see or feel or sense beneath their action? Now, if you can practice being in a neutral space, you may be able to truly hear them, see them, feel them, and perhaps even understand what's going on with the person beyond how they're expressing themselves. And with that, you can have a direct influence on how their energy becomes imprinted in your space. So imagine the difference between taking something in with understanding versus how it will affect you if you take it in with anger. So not only can you be aware of how you allow outside energies to come into your space, you can also have more awareness of how to respond rather than react, which ultimately will also influence your own energy. You know, you'll hear a lot of people talking about raising your vibration. I believe I did a whole show about that. But I want you to think about what that means to you and how you raise your vibration. How do you do that? You raise your vibration by changing your mind. You acknowledge what's in your space and consider your perspective. You heal what needs to be healed, forgive what you want to forgive, and you change the way you carry your imprints. Ultimately, this is about raising your level of energy. And it's not just for the physical benefits, although that's a great bonus, but it's more so for your awareness and self-realization. So today, I want you to consider your own energetic imprints, what it is that you're carrying in your space, how it's affecting you now, and how you can transform those energies. So the show is actually, we've gone a little bit over 30 minutes. And of course, you know, this is one of those topics we could talk about all day. But if you want to look at your own chakras and explore what you're carrying, I do have an online course called Be Your Own Energy Healer, which takes you through the process for yourself. And it includes a guided chakra meditation to help you connect with your own energy. And then since it's an online course, you can go at your own pace. Then once you've learned what it is that you're holding on to, if you're ready to learn how to read energy, you can sign up for my course called Strengthen Your Intuition. And that course is going to start again in January. So if you want to sign up for that, be sure to do that today because space is limited with that as well. And in that class, you actually get to work with me directly. But you can get more information on both of those courses by going to my website, which is yuchi.com. And again, that's yewchi.com. There was something else I wanted to tell you before we go. Oh, holiday specials. I have some holiday specials coming up, which includes a special rate for New Year's readings. I know that a lot of you are looking at where you are now in preparation for the new year. So I'm offering readings to help you look at what's going on in your space. And the link to the special pricing will be available in my upcoming newsletter, which will be sent out before this month is over. So if you're not on the mailing list yet, be sure to sign up for that today. And again, that's on my website. So that is all for today. And I hope that the show got you thinking and that you will join me again next week. And while you are exploring your imprints today, be sure to check in with the ones that make you smile too. Okay? So have a great week and remember to always journey in love.